One of my favorite games to play is Somebody's Lying, and it should be easy, should be cut and dried to figure out. Should be. I don't get it. And it involves politics. Imagine that. So I saw this online in the Detroit Free Press, and it has to do with Pontiac Mayor. Her name is Deirdre Waterman. She's running for a third term this year. But it says here that voters will not see her name on ballots in the August primary. She will have to run as a write-in candidate because she failed to submit 6 campaign finance reports on time, according to the Oakland County election officials. So you have officials who are saying she did not do something that she needed to do.
Well, if you can't follow the laws, how can you expect to sit there and make laws?
That would be a question I'm asking. However, but remember, there are two sides to every story. According to this Detroit Free Press story, she says that she's blaming the problem on a frivolous challenge, and she's calling it an attempt to suppress voters by her supporters. She says, as I always have in my previous campaigns for mayor, remember, she's going for a third time. She's got two elections under her. She says, I have followed all filing requirements. This frivolous challenge filed is part of a new pattern of voter suppression that's cropping up in various states. I never thought I'd see it in Pontiac, but we're seeing it through various ways. She says this challenge will be quickly disposed of, and I look forward to continuing the fight for progress, justice, and inclusivity in Pontiac City government. So again, she believes that she's in the right.
Yeah.
So where are the 6 reports?
Well, then that's the question you have. And it says here that earlier this month she signed the official form to run for office. She signed the affidavit, which anyone who signs an affidavit knows, and as it's pointed out here by, again, the Oakland County elections officials, an affidavit says, under the penalty of perjury, she's swearing that all fees and all reports were filed. Oakland County officials say, we're not pursuing criminal charges for perjury, but that's not to say someone else couldn't do that. The state could do it, or a resident of Pontiac could make a police report, or the city clerk could do it as well. Okay, if you believe she signed something under penalty of perjury, why not pursue it? Why are you saying, we're not going to do it, but somebody else can? If somebody else can, why don't you do it yourself? Because you're an official election body, I guess I would say. But the question, this goes back to what you said. So she's saying, well, what it stems is apparently she owed the county some overdue campaign statements going back 3 years. She did pay a batch of overdue fines and fees on time. But the Oakland County officials said, but they told her campaign manager she still had some reports that were missing. Her campaign manager said he apologized and said he was new and was working on it, but they still didn't get him in on time, again, according to the Oakland County officials. But this goes back to, there's a date that they had to be in.
Right.
There's an affidavit signed where she says they were in. Oakland County says they weren't in. Why is there a question? Why? It's either you did or you didn't.
Right.
Either she's right and they're wrong, or they're right and she's wrong.
So this is ending up in
no court
anything like that?
To what Dave said, too. So if she's wrong, if the election officials are wrong, as she says, she's owed an apology, I would think. Oh, but man, we screwed up, and your name has to go on the ballot, because that would be the contention, I would think. But if she's wrong, as far as I can tell here, the only penalty she's going to suffer is that unless somebody, again, acts to challenge her perjury, perhaps, because the Oakland County officials aren't going to do it themselves, she'll just have to be on the write-in. She'll still be able to run as a write-in.
Okay.
But yeah, what's to say about her inept hiring or training of an employee who didn't follow through and do what they were supposed to do?
Is this not overall fraud, especially when it's coming out of politics? Because you'd like to think that you're electing political leaders who would be honest and know what to do. Because in the general sense of people in a real world, if you were to sign an affidavit swearing that you have done something and you didn't do it, there's going to be some kind of penalty, I would think.
Or Hannah ought to be rolling down the on her staff for not doing what they were supposed to do, or... something isn't right there.
Yeah, and you know, there is the campaign manager that says this, and this again is Detroit Free Press I'm taking on it, and he did say he was new and working on it, and there's nothing else in this particular article that says that she would say that, oh, there was a mistake, and it was his fault, throw him under the bus. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it was his fault. Maybe but, you're depending on your campaign staff to do things. And
okay, well, I've got to ask another question.
Oh,
okay.
Yes, please.
If he's new, why do these delinquent reports go back 3 years?
Right.
Maybe because the person who was responsible for those was fired because they weren't getting it on time.
Maybe.
So
there's this gap. We don't exactly know.
It still comes down to it, but where is the finality in saying either she definitely was wrong.
Right.
And...
Well, apparently she's not the only one. I looked it up that Taylor's mayor has also been kicked off the ballot for a similar issue with campaign finance reports. So
that's why you have election laws.
Yeah, right. Right. Yeah, and that's the thing. It's a Michigan law.
So this goes back to, so is there a challenge saying that they think they got him in on time, and did they sign an affidavit in that case, or are they just going to have to suffer the consequences? And there's a further one I just discovered, too, involving, this is a kind of amusing almost, Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan, who, remember, a few years ago, I've forgotten this, had to run as a write-in because of some reports he didn't get in on time.
That's right.
He didn't challenge it. He knew that, oops, we did make a mistake.
Mm-hmm. So he admitted it.
Yeah. Well, somebody else is challenging Mike Duggan again.
Yes. Yes.
And it's none other than some guy... who was a former deputy mayor under ex-mayor Kwame Kilpatrick, who plans to run for the mayor of Detroit.
Oh.
Doesn't that get juicy?
Oh, that's real upstanding, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing Duggan isn't really sweating that one too much.
No, in fact, his campaign calls a challenge. Whoop, remember what this other Pontiac mayor, she said it was frivolous challenge?
Uh-huh.
So Duggan says it's purely frivolous. Oh, man. It just, I tell you, it's like somebody's writing this kind of stuff as a soap opera, you know? They're not.
Yeah.
Again, there's a lot of seriousness here. Just, you know,
For people in law school.
Oh, boy.
Questions that need to be asked and raised.
There are rules, there are laws you have to follow. If you follow them, great. If you didn't, you should face consequences. And if you did follow them and somebody says you didn't, then you're owed an apology. And I don't know if this is going to go anywhere, but I find it. I don't know if amusing is the right word, but what else can you do? It's almost like you have to laugh.